Yes, sir.
I'm trying to get Ken, but his home doesn't know where he is. He was supposed to be handling the labor crowd in Texas for us. And we made Conley get Kilgore and the rest of them not to announce today.
Right.
So Yarber's going to get a free ride.
Yep.
But Don Yarber went into the AFL-CIO headquarters, and they picked up his filing fee and sent their public relations man up to file it.
I'll be
and announced against Conley. Now, he called up, and his voice is quivering, and he's the maddest man you ever saw, and said we misled him and tricked him and so on and so forth. Now, there's something we ought to do if there is anything we can do with this Don Yarber. If there's not, then I think we ought to take the wraps off Conley and let him take care of him.
Yep.
I hate to have it in Texas. I don't want it, but he has done the fair thing and the right thing, and they haven't.
There's no question about it. I had understood that Al Barkin and your friend...
Well, Ken was in charge of that, and he was going to get Al Barkin, and he was going to get Jack Conway and different ones to call, but they don't ever produce. Hell, they just talk big. And I had a round with Conley yesterday for an hour on the telephone. He said, now, you can't trust these people. They're deceitful. And they're not for you, and they're not for me. And I said, I don't want Ralph Yarber representing my state 6 more years, and I can beat Ralph Yarber right now. And I said, yes, but he's voting with us. Don't cause trouble, and it'll cause trouble in 49 other states. And don't you try to dictate to Washington. We won't try to dictate to Austin. And we will let you run the convention, and you'll head the delegation. And you pick people that are for Johnson to go to Atlantic City. And we'll see if nobody runs against you, and you see if nobody runs against Yarber. Well, he doesn't want to do that because he's got the votes. He can take the senatorship, and he can take the governorship, too. But we just didn't think that we ought to have a guy up here like Kilgore that wouldn't vote with us all the time.
Yeah.
But now this labor crowd is... they're undependable. Now, what we ought to do is get Jim Wright or Joe Kilgore, let one of them announce between now and midnight.
And midnight's the deadline, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, sir, let me...
And I can't mess around here because Ken can't be located.
Well, let me...
He's my political strategist, and he was supposed to be taking care of these folks, but he hadn't taken care of them.
Well, you let me, if I may, sir, try to track him down in one way or the other, either you're right.
Yeah, you let me know in the next 30 minutes because I'm going to tell Conley to go on and put somebody in there against him and cause a war if they don't do it.
Well, we'll understand how the governor feels.
Now, who can you talk to in labor up here?
Well, all I know about this is from what Ken has told me, that, of course, Al Barkin and Hank Brown. And I know, as I understood it, that they were both presumably lending all efforts, you know, to get...
And if he's for us, then he ought to announce that he's going to support Conley.
There's no question about that.
So let's find out whether he's willing to do it or not. If he's not, then let's go with another candidate. At least I will.
All right, sir, fine.
Okay.
I'll get back to you.